It seems like a normal day on the practice field for the Minnesota Vikings. Cones for drills. Tackling dummies across the field. And rope drills set up for agility practice. Tonight, though, isn't your typical day at the Vikings practice facility in Eden Prairie. Instead, it is the home to the annual Adoption Family Fun Fest.
Just a celebration, you know, of adoption, and through the blessings of some people who donated some money, we're able to, you know, raise some money for some agencies. But, you know, our biggest message is to raise awareness, you know, to try to, you know, find homes for children, and, you know, we're here to have fun.
More than 500 people came out to this wonderful event, with families from the Children's Home Society and African American Adoption Agency having the opportunity to run around the field, play games, and collect some autographs.
It's great, you know, it's great to be out here with these kids. And, you know, you see kids all the time, and you never know their story, but guess what? If you come out here today and try to make a positive impact in their life, maybe we'll head them in the right direction.
It's kind of nice just to be able to take a minute and just celebrate adoption, and just for the kids to realize how special it is. You know, I mean, so many times an adopted child feels different or out of place, and here they just, you know, it gets a chance to celebrate the specialness of it.
The 13th annual Fun Fest brings together families with adopted children to have an evening to play on the Vikings field and hang out with other kids and families in similar situations. It is the work of Vikings Vice President of Football Operations, Rob Brzezinski, and General Manager Rick Spielman, who share their passion and firsthand experience for this cause.
It's a great event to create awareness on adoption and how important it is and how many kids out there need a home. And, you know, we went through the adoption process. We adopted 6 children. We went through the foster care system. All our kids are African American. But there are so many kids out there in need of a home, and anything you can do in putting on events like this just to make the awareness that maybe it does open up someone's eyes to adoption and eventually maybe leading to have a kid get out of the foster care system and be a part of a family.
I have 5. Yeah, we have 5, and my oldest is 9 and my youngest is 2.5. This is my 6-year-old Anna. To be able to share, you know, our facility, have people come in and celebrate adoption and celebrate, you know, even the Vikings, and share and you know, just being here, getting tours of the locker room, playing on the field, it's a nice treat for everybody.
We adopted our second child, so, you know, it's kind of something that's close to us, me and my wife, and it's a great thing to be a part of. You know, after our first, the time was kind of right, and, you know, we met Blake, and it was just a great experience, and he's a great addition to our family.
Turning the practice field into a giant playground led to plenty of smiles and tired youngsters when the night wrapped up. And having the ability to raise funds and help bring awareness to the adoption process made the night all the much better.
I think it's a chance to share, you know, share experiences, share stories, and just talking with families and some of the, you know, trials and tribulations you go through when you go through the adoption process, and when you do have adoption kids that are adopted. And it's just like anything else, if you can find a common bond and share some of the experiences you had, or someone else shares something with you that, oh wow, I'd never thought of it that way. So that's what it's all about.
The biggest thing that my wife Lee and I really try to share with people is that adoption could be for everybody. It just doesn't have to be people that have, you know, fertility issues or whatever. It's, you know, if you have room in your home, and if you have the time and the love, and you know, please think about opening, you know, your home and your hearts to kids that are out there that need a family.